We are convened as a subcommittee waiting for the author as well as a quorum. And we now have a quorum. Please call the roll.
Wolf?
Here.
Wolf here. Huff?
Here.
Huff here. DeSaunier? Fuller?
Here.
Fuller here. Hancock?
Here.
Here. Hancock here. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. LaMalfa? Lou?
Here.
Lou here.
All right. We have a quorum. We have an author, SB 644, Senator Hancock. The recommendation is to return to the Senate floor and recommend concurrence. Please begin.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair and members of the committee. SB 644 is urgency legislation needed to ensure that Doctors Medical Center, an acute care community hospital in West Contra Costa County, can get the financing it needs to keep its doors open and maintain operations. Doctors Medical Center is operated by the West Contra Costa Health Care District. It serves a disproportionately underprivileged community in the city, primarily the city of Richmond and West Contra Costa. It's the biggest hospital in West Contra Costa County, overseeing more than 40,000 emergency room visits a year. Earlier this year, a change in the rules at CMAC meant that there was a decline in funding for the district. The district has determined it needs to borrow in the municipal market in order to continue operations and repay in advance they received. So in order to make this a realistic option, we need to pass SB 644 to create a lien in statute against the district's existing parcel tax so that this loan will be secured. This is a district issue. There's no liability for the state of California. It received bipartisan support in the assembly and has no opposition. I ask for your aye vote today, and with me is Michael Hawkins, who represents the district.
Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Michael Hawkins. I'm here on behalf of Doctors Hospital, which is part of the special district. I first of all wanted to thank the chair and the committee for holding this special hearing. I also wanted to thank the staff of the committee and the senator's staff for all the work on this. It is very much appreciated by our client. I put a map in front of you. I think a visual is better than, you know, 1,000 words. If you look in the very middle of that outlined area, you'll see where it says Doctors San Pablo. The next emergency room is the Kaiser Hospital there. That hospital is a 50-bed hospital, and that emergency room is already overutilized. So if Doctors closes, there's a huge gap in the middle of that county. And you might think, well, gee, that's too bad for the people that live there. If you ever drive Highway 80, that is the closest emergency room when you leave Vallejo until you get to down to Berkeley. As the author said, there is no state liability. That's been an issue that's been raised a number of times. It is clear that the current parcel tax will be used to pay this loan, and even if the hospital goes into bankruptcy, that will stay in effect to fund the health care in the district. I just want to read some comments that were put in the analysis because this sums it up better than I could. Without SB 644 statutory lien, it's unlikely that the district will be able to borrow the money that it needs to survive this fiscal crisis. Closing Doctors Medical Center San Pablo would make it more difficult for that hospital's disproportionately uninsured and underinsured patient population to obtain vital medical services. The closure would also create negative ripple effects for nearby hospital emergency departments in Contra Costa County and Alameda County. And one thing that I don't think that the committee is aware of is that this hospital has a contract with the California Department of Corrections and takes over 200 inpatients from San Quentin a year, and it's over 1,700 outpatient visits. So there again, Mr. Kelso would be out looking for another hospital to provide services to those inpatients. With that, I will take any questions, and I strongly urge the committee to vote yes.
Thank you. Witnesses in support, very briefly.
Madam Chair, members, Deanna Furman on behalf of the California Nurses Association. We represent the nurses at this hospital. It's not often that we agree with our employer, but in this case, we think that this hospital is important to keep open, and if there is for a reason that this hospital would be bankrupt, that they could pay their employees their wages and benefits.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, Sarah Flox on behalf of the California Labor Federation, also in support. Thank you.
Any further support? Opposition? Questions? Is there, Senator DeSaulnier?
It's not a question, it's just a comment. Senator Hancock and I share this district. It's really important that we get this kind of help for this district. I was on the county board of supervisors when we interceded to keep it going, Doctors Hospital. So good work, and I hope the rest of my colleagues will vote for the bill.
Is that a motion?
Yes, I'll move it.
All right.
Comment.
Yes. Senator LaMalfa.
I would second, we don't need a second, but just the whole concept here is as a person who represents places like Weaverville and Dunsmuir and MacArthur and Canby, to have to drive to at least an hour through a bunch of windy roads, you have to have these facilities at a reasonable interval. So I appreciate that portion of your testimony, and we'll be supporting it as well. Thank you.
And even before the members were here, Senator Huff had moved the motion. So there seems to be something I'm sensing here. So we have a motion, and that is to return to the Senate floor and recommend concurrence. Further questions? All right, please call the roll.
Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Huff. Huff, aye. DeSaulnier.
Aye.
DeSaulnier, aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Hancock.
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. LaMalfa.
Aye.
LaMalfa, aye. Liu.
Aye.
Liu, aye.
9-0, that bill is out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, members.
Thank you, Madam Chair.